Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it was good last night. Bowling with Scouting for Girls. What a night. They challenged us and we stood up to the challenge.
Did you ever think that where you'd get to this stage in your life where you'd be doing something like that?
No. One of the best nights of my life.
Reaching one of the pinnacles.
Yeah, living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound like an old Dave Pearce competition. Do you remember those competitions you used to do back in the day? I remember one, you actually did get a chance to go snowboarding with Alien Ant Farm.
Wow.
That's good. Like fox hunting with Skunk and Nancy, that was on, stuff like that. Anyway, they challenged us to a game of bowling last night, and we didn't win.
Didn't you?
No, they thrashed us.
Who's we then?
Me, Laura, who used to work on the show, and the one that doesn't speak.
Right.
Becky couldn't come because she was watching some programme.
About hairy men on the telly. It was brilliant.
Oh, I saw a bit of that.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit weird.
Okay. Good. And, yeah, so they thrashed us.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it worse because the one that doesn't speak all day was emailing Scouting for Girls going, "You're going down, Stride."
Oh, dear.
And they were smug, I think is the word.
Were they?
Yeah. Also, the one that doesn't speak, I was quite worried because I've not been bowling for about 10 years.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to look a fool. I was texting him going, no, please, I don't want to bowl. I was surprisingly good.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
It might have been beginner's luck, but I actually got a couple of strikes.
You behave.
I did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Were you using that children's slidey thing with the bumpers on the side down?
Well, here's the thing. The one that doesn't speak, after giving it all that all day, going, oh, I'm brilliant at me, was absolutely rubbish. And he used the children's slide set up for him by Roy off of Scouting for Girls, and it still went down the side. He was rubbish.
But you were great, were you?
I was better than I thought I was going to be. I'm not going to...
Are you better at bowling than you were at darts?
A lot better, yeah. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying. It's something that I didn't think I'd be good at, that I feel that I am...
I heard the one who doesn't speak talking in the office earlier saying that he thought his drink had been spiked. And that was the reason behind. He's not taking losing lightly.
Right, here's the thing, right? Because Scouting for Girls were like, right, anytime anyone gets a strike, we'll get a shot of vodka. I was like, okay then. So I got a strike.
Well, that's like, why you were so keen to get strikes.
No,
now
I
it
got
makes
a strike,
sense.
Then they bought the drinks. After the drinks had been consumed, we all went really, really bad.
What did you score?
Can't remember. 200-something.
200-something? Do me a favour.
That's
we did.
A bowling club member score. You get your own ball by the time you're that good.
It was 200-something.
The one that doesn't speak has just written down he got 41. So I would imagine you got...
Between us? Oh, no, you mean me on my own?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
200.
All right. No, I think I got more than him. Maybe 40-something.
Right, so not 200 at all.
No, that was team effort. Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, I think next time we go bowling with a pop band, we should have a ringer. So if anyone out there is a professional bowler, what we can do is... you won't come anyway, as normal. So we'll just...
You're talking to me there.
Yeah. So we will just call that person Chappers.
Fine by me.
Bob's your uncle.
I had other commitments last night.
I know you
all.
Did. I know.
Who's the next band we're going to go bowling with, though?
I don't know.
The one that doesn't speak suggested the Hoosiers. I'd prefer Girls Aloud. Could we go bowling with Girls Aloud?
Well, we can suggest it. You just put it out there, haven't you? Yeah, a bit of bowling with Girls Aloud, that'd be good. So if you are a professional bowler and you'd like to be part of the Scott Mills team, next time we play with a pop star, 811-99.
You could get someone famous. There are some famous people good at bowling.
Like?
Nessa off Gavin and Stacey. She shines her ball well. Oh, the cast of Grease 2.
What the heck? What?
Grease 2.
I've not seen Grease 2.
Grease 2 is better than Grease.
What?
I doubt that.
It is.
That's not
it
a
really
common...
Is.
How is it better than Grease?
It's just better. It's
I think
brilliant.
Grease is rubbish anyway.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, watch Grease 2 then. What? It'll change your mind. Grease 2 is better. Right. They've got a whole scene at the bowling alley.
Have they?
It's amazing.
Okay, so if any of the cast of Grease 2 are listening...
They'll be like 70 now.
Oh.
Isn't one of them Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, that was a bit rude.
That's
then,
film
wasn't
knowledge.
It?
Yeah. Oh, that's
thank
very
you,
good.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, if you're listening, 811-99, we need you on our bowling team.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
Hello, Charlotte from Plymouth, who's feeling a little bit embarrassed today. Got an email. Just come back from Falaraki on holiday. And is mortified because she did something that she wouldn't normally ever do. She entered a wet T-shirt competition. And, like, she wouldn't normally do, you know, star jumps in front of lots of people with not many clothes on. It's not what she would do day to day, you know.
Star jumps part of a wet T-shirt competition, huh?
Yeah. Charlotte, don't worry about it. We all do things on holiday that, you know, we wouldn't normally otherwise
have
do.
You, I would say, have you ever done a wet T-shirt competition on holiday?
I've been asked to judge one.
Have you?
Probably not the best man for the job.
No.
But no,
so
I haven't.
So have I, actually. But, yeah, have you done star jumps?
No.
Have you entered any other kind of bodily competition?
No.
Are you sure?
Bet Becky has.
I haven't. I didn't even know that wet T-shirt competitions were still going.
Oh. Yeah,
they
right.
are quite 80s, but they're
they
still
are.
On. Aren't they? When we went to Magaluf.
Yeah.
Yeah, advertised everywhere. Charlotte, don't worry about it. We all do things on holiday that we otherwise wouldn't do.
Not wet T-shirt
competition. Well, no.
Did she win, more importantly?
I don't know. I'll email her back.
Find out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. It's Matt Gaz. All
right,
mate?
Right. What's your name?
Matt Gaz or Gaz.
Did you say Mad Gaz?
Yeah, that's what everyone calls me, Mad Gaz.
Oh, you're mad, you are.
No, I'm not.
No, no, you're not. Anyway, yeah, how can I help?
Yeah, I won Mr. Wet Wife Front 97.
You what?
I won Mr. Wet Wife Front 97. That was good.
Was that a national competition?
No, it was like a local competition.
All right.
Where was that?
In a local nightclub.
Excellent. I didn't know they did Mr. Wet Wife Front.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. You like you stand in like a bath, and then they pour water on you. Like they get people out of the crowd, like a watering can, and they pour like water on you, and then you like jig your stuff in your pants and show everyone.
Excellent.
Do you think about going on Britain's Got Talent?
No,
no,
not for that.
Oh, okay.
Well done, though, Gaz.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah. Did you give it like a medal or anything or a trophy?
No, just a crate of beer.
It's not bad. Probably better than a medal.
Yeah, they did say it was going to be an holiday, but all I got was the crate of beer.
So. Oh, rubbish.
And do you still tell people about it?
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
What is it? He just texted Radio 1.
Exactly.
I won Mr. Wet Wife Front 97.
Yeah, I know, but hey.
It's something to be proud of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same, though. You wouldn't normally do that. You weren't even on holiday, were you?
No.
Oh, that's okay. I was going to say, you know, we all do crazy things on holiday. No, you were just down the road.
Yeah. No, we're not out.
I was going to say, we've all entered Mr. Wet Wife Fronts at some point, haven't we?
No.
Yeah, I reckon.
No.
There's something about you, isn't there? You like to jig it.
Yeah. Bye, guys, you're mad.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, Roy from Scouting for Girls has called up. I presume he's not calling to say that he entered Mr. Wet Wife Front 98, but that he's probably calling to brag about the bowling last night. Hi, Roy.
Hello, mate, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, brilliant. I'm basking in the glory of success.
Yeah, just a bit smug, really, weren't you?
I wasn't that smug. You guys, but to be honest, you were so comically rubbish. We just felt sorry for you by the end.
Yeah.
It was woeful.
But you know how scared I was about bowling?
I know, you bowl like a girl as well.
Yeah, all right. All right, love.
And when you miss, you get in a real strop as well. Like, it's really serious.
I do. I was banging my head against the wall every time it went down the side.
You were. And then you get a strike and you're like,
I can do it. Can we just talk?
And you miss. And you were like, I swear at one point you were going to walk out. I thought you'd had enough. You were like, no, I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, I do get a bit like that. I'm the kind of person that turns the board upside down if I'm losing. Do you know what I mean? Can we just talk about the one that doesn't speak for a second? Seriously. All day he was giving it all that one, yeah? You're going down stride, and then you had to give him the children's slide,
and he still missed. You can't miss with the children's slide. I even like set it up. We looked at it, put it angled for the thing, and it still didn't even hit the. Oh man!
Honestly, a faulty slide.
It was fun though.
Yeah. I did feel a bit sorry for him at the end. Is you know like
we're getting a ringer in next time.
Well, yeah, I think.
I've been asking for professional bowlers to text in.
really, to make up for the four of you.
But Greg off the band was also going, oh, I'm rubbish. He was good too.
Greg? Yeah. Greg was bowling with his glasses off. You know how blind Greg is.
Yeah.
And we still won.
Amazing.
Maybe you should put his glasses on. Can you had any better luck.
Can you remember the score?
It was... No. Right. I think we doubled yours. We were on something like 450 or something. Yeah. And it was so embarrassingly bad that I don't think we even kept score after about the third round.
Yeah. Right. That was Smug Roy there off of Scouting for Girls. It was good fun though. Thank you very much.
No, thanks for coming.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
And now it's time for the big act off. It's going to be yesterday, but it all went horribly wrong at Radio 1, but hopefully
you
today...
You nearly stormed out.
Oh dear, I was not happy, was I? There's one part in the bill to be had, filming tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. One of us is going to be a policeman in the bill. How exciting is that? So we're going to do a bit of an act-off now. Scenes from various famous films, and our celebrity judge is Mr. Barry Chuckle. Hi, Barry.
Hello. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for coming back on today.
It's like No problems today.
I don't know yet, Barry. Oh. We'll find out in a minute.
Right, mate. Okay.
Okay. So you're our judge, okay? Just judge us on our acting ability, all right?
Certainly, yes.
All right. And I know you are looking for facial expressions.
I am, yes. I like to see what happens with a face, yes.
Okay. Oh, not a problem. Okay. Right, shall I go first then?
Yes.
Okay. We haven't gone for anything arty, not like the Big Lebowski or anything like that.
Right.
I am going to be John McClane.
Oh, you've got it right this time.
Off of Bruce Willis.
Yes.
I think that's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to just act out scenes from various famous films, okay?
And then Barry decides which one of us is better.
That's right, okay.
Right.
Right, I'll attempt John again, okay?
I hope this is as good as yesterday's.
Don't. Right, let me concentrate on...
Okay, sorry, I won't put you off.
Okay.
Somebody out there. It's McClane!
Pull it up!
Wife's plane. They're going to run out of fuel in 90 minutes.
What are you going to do?
Whatever I can. I don't like to fly.
What are you doing here?
I don't like to lose either.
Is what you expected?
No. This is just the beginning. Barry, what do you think?
It was very good. The grimace on the face was excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
When you said no, it was brilliant.
That was good.
I loved that. Yeah, it was
right,
good.
Thanks, Barry. Okay.
The grimace was more confusion, but anyhow.
Chappers, okay. Yeah. I was Bruce Willis. Now, I've got you a part here made famous by Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, brilliant.
It's, do you remember My Girl?
No.
Dan Aykroyd was in it, so it must have been really good.
Right.
Okay. And you're playing Thomas, who was played by Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, for crying out loud.
He is a child.
Right.
And the other character is Vader, your little friend.
Vader?
All right.
As in Darth.
Are you ready?
Hang on, do I go first?
No.
Oh, the kid, Vader goes first, does he?
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Why do you think people want to get married?
When you get older, you just have to.
I'm going to marry Mr. Bixler.
You can't marry a teacher, it's against the law.
It is not.
Yes, it is, because then he'll give you all A's, and it won't be fair.
Not true. Have you ever kissed anyone?
Like they do on TV?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Maybe we should, just to see what's the big deal.
Oh, but I don't know how.
Here, practice on your arm like this.
Like this?
Okay, enough practice. Close your eyes.
I don't like it.
But then I won't be able to see anything.
Just do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, two and a half, three.
Nice.
I'm sorry, one of those lines was very difficult to read. I wasn't putting in dramatic effect there, Barry. I just actually couldn't work out what it said.
Your thoughts, Barry?
Yeah, the dramatic effect was quite good, but the thing is, I think you're a bit tall,
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think I was maybe miscast there, Barry.
Ah, do you really? Yeah.
I don't have any say in these roles. Had you guessed?
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm going to be another amazing person. I'm going to be Jason Bourne off of... off of the Bourne Supremacy, all right? So, here we go. I'm going to ask you some simple questions.
Stealthy, give me something. I need something.
They're on it.
Who's Pamela Landy?
She's a task force chief.
Is she running Treadstone?
No, she's the deputy director.
Why is she trying to kill me?
Last week, an agency field officer tried to make a buy-off of one of her ops.
He was trying to sell out a mole or something.
And?
And you got to him before we did.
I killed him.
You left a print.
There were partial prints that traced back to Treadstone. They know it was you.
That is insane.
Why are you doing this? Why come back now?
Just stop. Last week I was 4,000 miles away in India. They came for me. This ends now. Barry?
Yes, the accent was very good there.
Thank you very much. Yeah, okay.
Barry, have you got a rubbish phone line or something? Are you listening to this?
Yes, it sounds all right from here. Oh. It sounds very good, actually. Yes.
I don't want to be aggressive about this, but...
No, of course.
Now, we've got another role for you.
I think you've been moaning so far, so this one, I've given you this one because it's... based entirely on your previous experience.
Is this what...
This will show you in your best light from your previous acting roles.
You are Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Can I not be Richard Gere in Pretty Woman?
No.
You said you'd played prostitutes
I haven't played
before.
Prostitutes before.
Been a prostitute before.
But I have other talents.
He's being typecast.
In a school play.
I am being typecast. I don't want to be typecast.
It's fine. Okay, you ready? Okay.
Do I go first here?
No. Okay.
The hell was that?
That's his gearbox.
Oh, right. Sorry, I need to get my motivation.
Let's start that again.
Hey, sugar, you looking for a date?
No, I want to find Beverly Hills. Can you give me directions?
Sure, for $5.
Ridiculous.
Price just went up to 10.
You can't charge me for directions.
I can do anything I want to, baby. I ain't lost.
All right, okay. All right, you win, I lose. Can I change for 20?
For 20, I'll show you personal. Even show you where the stars live.
Oh, that's all right. I've already been to Stallone's.
Right. Down the street, take a right. Lights would be good here. This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it isn't.
Stolen?
Not exactly. What's your name?
Vivian. My name is Vivian. Do you know what? When you were doing yours, everybody was supportive in the background. And I do, and it just provokes laughter. Do you think I thought I was quite a good...
I love you, Julia. Okay, so, two actors...
Hang on, can Barry not even critique my performance on that one?
Barry, what do you think?
Yes, I thought it was very good, actually.
Thank you.
There was some good bit. Dramatic effect was and the gaps in the speeches. It was very good.
The accent.
And the accent was quite good, yes. So, I'm a bit stuck here. Who to go for?
Okay, Barry. Well, it's decision time. There are two actors, but only one part in the bill as a policeman tomorrow morning. Filming starts at 7 a.m. Let's decide.
Have to go for the...
Hang on, Barry, I'm just trying to build up the tension.
Okay, build the tension.
Hang on, Barry.
I went.
Right, okay.
Okay. And the winner is...
You have to wait for ages now, Barry.
Yeah, I know this, yeah.
He's a pro, Scott.
Yeah, cameras, yes.
Yeah. The winner...
is...
of a part in the bill, judging on acting, is...
is... Scott Mills.
Yeah!
Sorry, Jaffers.
Sorry, you're still bitter because we beat you on the weakest link.
Amazing.
That's what it is, yeah.
Were you on the weakest link with...
Yeah, we beat them.
Did you?
In the final.
Only just.
And you tried to get us drunk.
Thanks, Barry.
Pleasure, mate.
Really appreciate that. I'm going to be an actual policeman in the bill. I'll be
watching out for you on the bill, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you want to know what your role involves?
Let's just say bye to Barry. Bye, Barry.
Bye, Barry.
Thank you, mate.
See you, mate.
Bye. Right, what do I have to do?
I've had an email from the people at the bill.
Right.
The scene will require this actor to stand in the canteen queue as a policeman, collect breakfast / cup of tea and sit at table in the canteen. All very exciting stuff.
Is that what it says? What, so we just went through all that... and I'm going to have a cup of tea in the bill.
Looks like it.
You have to start. I think that part was a bit beneath me, actually. You have to start somewhere, though.
Okay, that's brilliant. Just a couple...
Don't
get to speak.
Actually, this will require quite a lot of acting for you, because normally you don't get your own cups of tea, do you?
Oh, shut up. Still going to be in the bill, though. It's all good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I remember last week we told you about a show that was on Five called Strange Love.
Mm-hmm.
And last Wednesday, it was about people who really love their cars. Like, really like their cars. And some people were a little bit disappointed with me. An email the next day going, oh, my God, I can't believe you told us to watch that. Tonight's one, I think, is even better.
Even better?
Tonight, a show featuring the woman who has married the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
It's on at 10 o'clock tonight. On Five. Now, we've been sent a DVD of it.
Yeah.
We don't think this is the proper voiceover that you'll hear on the show tonight. I think it's just maybe... I don't know who it is, but...
Yeah, no, we don't know. I think this is just the guide voiceover. Like, you know when they accidentally put out When Sport Goes Bad? That was the guide voiceover. It wasn't meant to be the real one. I think they've done the same with this.
What channel's that on again?
It's turning into a very long afternoon.
Is that on Bravo?
It is on Bravo,
They made the same mistake all series. Mm, yeah. It's like...
I know. Anyway,
didn't write the script.
Meet Nisha.
Nisha loves many objects.
Sorry, Nisha. Okay.
Nisha loves many objects. Her most famous lovers these days are the Berlin Wall and the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. So she's in love with the Eiffel Tower and also the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, and the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. So much in love with the Eiffel Tower that this happened.
A year ago at a private ceremony, Nisha married the Eiffel Tower, pleading eternal love to the iconic structure.
Mm.
Now, hang on a minute.
Mm.
If she marries the Eiffel Tower...
Yeah. Are you going to say how can she then love the Berlin Wall
as
well?
Yeah, is she cheating on the Eiffel Tower with the Berlin Wall?
No, it doesn't work like that.
The rules of this, I forget what the thing's actually called, but the rules are even if you marry one, you can still sleep with the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine.
I can't exactly go and curl up and sleep with the Eiffel Tower every night, nor the Golden Gate Bridge or the Berlin Wall, so I have to suffice with handcrafting models.
Now, because obviously she can't...
Well, like those snowstorms you get.
Yeah. Because she can't, you know, have a kiss and a cuddle in public with these structures.
Mm.
Or at all, to be honest. Yeah. she has to make models of them.
Yeah.
And she carries them around wherever she goes.
Yeah, she loves the models.
Nisha loves the models and is intimate with them too. She usually carries at least one of them at all times.
Now, I think that's a bit possessive, because I really like my boyfriend, but I don't want to take him with me everywhere
I go.
Not
everywhere, do you?
No.
And he wouldn't fit in your handbag.
No.
So she takes, like, a model of the Golden Gate Bridge with her in her handbag sometimes.
Yeah, she's got an actual piece of the Golden Gate Bridge, but she's got models of the other ones.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's not the only one.
No, we've got Amy.
Now, Amy is in love with a fairground ride called...
Yeah,
1001 Knacked.
I love the roundness of his counterweights at the top. I love him for the narrowness of his jibs. I love him for the elegant lines of his gondola, which is now covered up for the winter. I like the ribbing up underneath his name display there, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's in love with the fairground ride.
She goes to see it, and this is probably the only clip I can play.
This is wrong.
You smell good. God, you smell so good.
Mm. All right, Amy. Now, when Amy leaves the fairground ride...
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, when you're leaving your loved one, you get a bit upset.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a bit of a chat. There are long gaps, because it doesn't talk back.
Right, there's a thing.
Have a listen.
I don't want to go. I'd rather stay here with you. It's never really goodbye to anyone. Because 1001 Knacked, as I have told you many times before, and I will many times repeat it, love you.
Nothing back. Not a single
apparently
word.
Apparently they communicate by telepathy.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
He was speaking to her then, we just couldn't hear it.
Oh, right.
Could she hear it?
Yeah.
She could hear it. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So on the show, Amy and Nysha, that they meet up,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Yeah.
And they bring replicas of their loves with them.
Mm-hmm. So when they meet each other, they're like, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? And obviously if I was out with my boyfriend and you were out with your wife, we'd ask how they were and speak to them as well. So they do exactly the same with the inanimate objects.
Okay.
Hey, 1001 Knock, how you doing?
He says he's doing great. He's looking forward to seeing me tomorrow.
Oh, my boys are kind of still mad at me because they're wrapped in plastic.
Oh.
What?
So Nysha's boys, the Berlin Wall and the Eiffel Tower, are annoyed at her because they've been wrapped in cling film for the journey.
I'd be annoyed if I was her boyfriend and been wrapped in cling film, put in her handbag. You'd be annoyed, wouldn't you? I can understand. I think the Berlin Wall's been perfectly reasonable.
Now you're falling into the trap of thinking they're real as well.
Oh, sorry.
But the Berlin Wall is actually married to someone else.
What?
Oh, my good God.
Okay. Al Rita.
She then changed her name to Frau Berliner Mauer, Mrs. Wall.
So her name is Mrs. Wall?
Yeah.
And she's married to the actual Berlin Wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's taken his name?
Yeah.
But the Berlin Wall wasn't her first love?
Nope.
Nope.
She used to have a love relationship with a guillotine too.
Oh, wow.
That's asking for trouble,
I'm
surely.
Thinking.
Now, if you're a bloke... You don't want that, do you?
I'd rather ride a roller coaster, to be honest.
As it were.
Yes, as it were, yeah.
So, yeah, she was in love with a guillotine.
She lives on her own.
Hello?
These days, she lives on her own with 9 cats in a large house in northern Sweden.
I knew she'd have cats.
I could
that
probably
explains
guess
a lot
that
of things.
It does. Women who live with lots of cats, no. Just a
on
bit
their
strange.
Own.
Yeah, on their own.
Yeah.
Bit strange. 9 cats, no.
Going to leave it on a cliffhanger.
Right.
The one who's married to the Berlin Wall...
Yeah.
...meets the one who's been having an affair with the Berlin Wall.
Oh, no.
It's going to kick off.
Nysha was having a love affair with the Berlin Wall.
Oh.
Aerita's husband of 30 years.
I'm not going to tell you what happens next.
Does it all kick off?
Maybe.
Oh no!
Well, so it
well, so one of them's married to the Berlin Wall, and then
yeah, if you meet the person that's been having an affair with your husband of 30 years, you're not going to be happy, are you?
Yeah,
it's like Jeremy Kyle.
It is only with structures.
So hang on. So the Frau Berliner Wall,
I'm
whatever she's
the Berlin
called,
Wall,
she sat
mark.
On one side.
Yeah, they sat
Nysha
on the breakfast table.
Will be sat on the other side,
yeah.
And the Berlin Wall will be in between them.
It's all going to go off. Can't wait. Radio 1 Podcasts. I'd quite like you to get married to a structure, Becky.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one were you thinking of?
I think Angel of the North would be good.
If I had to marry anything, I think I would marry... I'd stay true to my roots. I'd probably marry the Clifton Suspension Bridge.
See, West Country through and through she is.
I quite like that.
Isn't that slightly,
what, so you'd become...
slightly inbred?
No, Bristol's far enough away from Taunton
oh,
to
okay.
make it...
Oh, OK, all right.
Different postcode.
So then you would become Becky Clifton Suspension Bridge.
Yeah, Rebecca Bridge.
Sounds quite posh, doesn't it? Becky Clifton Suspension Bridge. Oh, you have to change all your cards and everything, though, wouldn't you? Passport, imagine it.
Oh, it'd be a bit of a... I don't know, I quite like it. It's quite a good bridge.
What about Becky Beattie Tower?
No, I don't like that. That doesn't flow particularly well.
No, but it's really near Radio 1. You can see it all the time.
Yeah, every day.
You can see it every day. Think about it.
But the bridge is
you'd miss the bridge because
also,
it's quite far away from where
I
you
could,
live.
No, but the rules of this say that I could still see the Beattie Tower even if I was married to the bridge, don't they?
Well, they
can
do,
have
yeah.
Everything.
But you could sit out, there's a pub right by the BT Tower, so you could sit outside and you could actually be having a drink with the BT Tower every
yeah.
night.
Oh, that's quite good.
Right underneath it.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's look into that, shall we?
What, whether Becky can marry the BT Tower?
Yeah, would you be up for it?
What, actually marrying the BT Tower?
A structure, yeah. Or the bridge?
I'm just going to say yes, because I don't think it can happen.
Okay, amazing. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. A few people have just switched on and are really confused. Phil and Kettering's like, what the hell are you talking about, marrying the BT Tower? Yeah, sorry about that. It obviously would be a bit confusing if you have just switched on. We're talking about a show tonight on 5 called Strangelove, and it's a lady that marries the Eiffel Tower, and I quite like Becky to marry the Clifton Suspension Bridge. Actually, it is possible. I've just got an email.
Oh, really?
From who? The Clifton Suspension Bridge?
From
someone
who's done it
before? No, from someone that owns or is in charge of the Clifton Suspension Bridge.
Oh, my God.
It's like Mr. Brunel. I think that might be a joke.
First name Isambard.
Yeah. It does say Mr. I. Brunel, so that's probably not... Probably not.
I think you've been had there.
I think I have. Well, we discussed this. What about Becky Ballring?
No.
Yeah.
I'm drawing the line at that. Becky Big Ben? No.
Becky Ballring does sound good, actually.
Well, we've talked about this before. Is it worse, like, if your girlfriend leaves you for another bloke or a girl?
Have we talked about this before.
What's worse?
Another bloke, I think.
You
think? Yeah. That's worse if they leave you for a bloke, yeah.
And what about if you're a bloke? What happens?
If you're a bloke?
No, sorry, if you're a girl.
If you're a girl, what? Yeah. And your bloke leaves you for another woman or another bloke?
Yeah, what's
another
worse?
Another woman.
Do you think?
Because if it's another man, you can't ever put up a fight.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, what's worse? Girlfriend leaves you for a structure.
I think you just give up there and then.
What happened, mate? Oh, guys, woke up one morning, told me she was in love with the Severn Bridge. That wouldn't be good, would it?
It wouldn't, no. You'd move on.
You would move on, definitely. The Scott Mills Daily. I've got a good one. You can marry. What about Becky Wookie Hole?
It's really nice, but no. Can we just calm this down? My mum's been on asking if she needs to buy a hat, and my boyfriend's been on going, what are you doing marrying a bridge? Am I not good enough?
Well, feeling a bit inadequate now, is he?
Yeah.
Him versus the Clifton Suspension Bridge.
And he's
who
losing.
Would you choose? Do you know what I mean? Now it's time for Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1. Becky loves a bargain, and she's been trawling through the online ads again. We've got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg James, off of Early's on Radio 1, is back to give us the bargains. Go, Greg.
Free sketches of anything. £1.
Yeah, that's a good bargain. Mm. Anything?
Location? Probably on a train.
You see, I think he's got confused. You're normally meant to put in where you pick it up from, not where you'll be doing the sketches.
All right, okay. I see.
Hi. My name's Paul, and I've discovered I have plenty of free time at the workplace. To combat this, I've decided to spend my time sketching pictures for anyone who'd like one.
Bored at work? Do some sketching.
Wasn't the first thing he said free sketches for £1?
Yeah, but listen.
Oh, okay.
For the record, it's not £1. I'm just not allowed to price at zero. Disaster.
Oh, right, okay. It really is.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I'm not exactly a seasoned professional, but I'm not exactly rubbish either. You never know. I might give you a modern-day equivalent of the Mona Lisa, and you could make millions.
God, he really is bored at work.
Yeah, and now he proceeds to tell us what we can do once we've got the millions.
You could build your own robot, or live in a mountain fortress. Just imagine the lifestyle.
No, if I had millions, those are not the first two things that come to mind. Build a robot, or live in a mountain fortress.
Anyway... if there's anything you'd like a picture of, just let me know. The picture will be black and white, unless you convince me to colour it somehow.
Oh, please tell him you. Please tell him you want a picture of the Clifton Suspension Bridge.
No, there are some things he won't do, though. Oh.
And seriously, I'm not drawing porn for anyone. Not even you. Sorry.
Not even you?
This isn't a real advert.
No.
It's on there. It's on the...
Greg
the
has
listing.
Made this one up.
No, it's on the website.
I'd love to hear from you soon. All the best for the future. Paul. P.S. Along with your request, tell me something dead interesting. Thanks.
See, how could I make that up? It's genius.
Yeah, true.
Right. So, have you asked him?
No, I haven't got back to any of them yet. Do you think we've got to decide what picture we want first?
Black and white porn.
No porn.
No, he's not doing porn, not even for you.
Right, what's the next one?
What about if I persuade him to colour it in?
I don't know how you could convince him, but...
Well, we'll see.
Sydney, £570.
What?
So, yeah, I assume...
What, Australia?
Yeah.
I have all the documentation to hand. The price includes the names and date changes.
You made this up.
No, I didn't. But listen to what it could be useful for.
Perfect for anyone just looking to go to Australia for a bit.
Oh, that's Sydney.
Oh, I see.
Any questions, just email. Cheers.
What?
I just thought that was stupid, because why else would you want tickets to Sydney?
Oh, now this one.
This is the best one.
This does look good. This looks good. I can't wait to hear it.
New lace wigs for sale. £10.
Lace wigs?
Yep. But why would you want one?
Fancy looking like Byantz.
I don't.
Fancy looking like Byantz.
He means Beyonce.
Typo.
Lace wig is your answer. You can also get it fitted.
Beyonce doesn't wear lace wigs.
What is a lace wig?
I don't know, but she doesn't wear them. Aren't they called hair extensions?
Yeah. Byance does.
Byance swears by the lace wig.
Call Crystal. What have you got to lose?
Well, your dignity.
Now, was it written Byance, or did Greg just get it wrong?
Lace wig is your answer. You can also get it fitted.
Yeah. It was written Byance, but when I got the recording through from Greg, he'd done loads of different versions. Byancy?
Fancy looking like Byance.
I don't know what a lace wig is.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up now. I'm going to Google it. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, where are you?
I'm just going home from work at the moment.
Where's that?
I got back to Chichester.
What happened on holiday?
Well, a little bit drunk. And kind of copped off a girl with a giant monobrow.
A giant?
Monobrow.
Giant monobrow.
Yeah.
Just the one eyebrow.
It was like a huge caterpillar.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have done that if you hadn't been on holiday.
There was a lot of drink involved, you know.
Where were you on holiday?
In Mallorca.
Mallorca?
Mallorca, yeah.
Yeah. How long ago?
About 5 years ago now.
How do you feel about it today?
Still feel kind of sick, to be fair.
Does it haunt you every waking hour?
Well, I dream about it every night. I work out in screams and sweats. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's probably nasty.
Yeah. Wouldn't have done that, would you, in Chichester?
Not in Chichester, no. Mind you, not a lot of talent around the Chichester anyway.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Even less for you now.
That's yeah. That's annoyed everyone in Chichester, yeah. Brilliant. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike, where are you?
I'm in Muswell Hill.
Off of London?
Off of London, yeah.
What have you done?
Well, we got a bit drunk and a bit silly on an 18-30s holiday in Lorette de Mar and did a naked bungee rocket.
Right.
Did they let you do bungee naked?
Yeah, well, it was our last night and we'd kind of spent all of our money and decided we wanted to do it, so kind of begged and pleaded until she agreed to let us do it naked, because I think she thought we were going to bottle it, but we had to strip off in front of an entire pub and
where did they attach the harness?
Yeah, that was why we felt a bit sorry for the poor woman doing it, because she had kind of had to reach down there to cut us on.
Does it not all
chafe?
Sort of go everywhere when you fall down?
I'd imagine so. It was filmed and projected onto a wall in the pub.
See, people can take pictures, they can film it, and there's this thing now called the internet.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't want to appear on the internet flapping around upside down, do you?
I don't think anyone wants to see that.
You wouldn't do that in Muswell Hill, would you?
Certainly would not.
No. It's because you were on holiday. It was different.
It was very different.
Very, very different. Podcast. Oh God, some of these texts are coming in. I can't even attempt to read them out about what people have done on holiday, but it's safe to say they wouldn't normally do. Well, actually, they probably would normally do that kind of thing. Talking of bungee jumping, not naked, Becky thinks she saw the funniest clip on You've Been Framed ever.
Yeah, I watched You've Been Framed. I think it's quite good.
It is good.
Mm. I was saying to
no shame in it.
Oh, this is the thing. I was saying to the one that doesn't speak, I must have been ill when I was off the other week because I found You've Been Framed funny. He was like, no.
No, that's where you're
brilliant.
Wrong. That, we had this before, seriously. Mm. I know people go, you watch You've Been Framed. One of the best shows on TV, in my opinion.
So there was this one with a bungee jump, and it still makes me laugh just thinking about it. So this guy is up at the top of the bungee, like being all harnessed in and stuff, and the guy goes, right, you ready? 3, 2, 1, and the guy runs to the edge of the platform. Just as he gets there, the guy goes, no, hang on! he goes, whoa! And just has to go anyway because he's already committed. And you just hear the guys like working at the bungee thing going, and this guy is obviously so completely freaked out, just wailing up and down, thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die.
I love You've Been Framed.
It's brilliant.
I'll shout it from the rooftops if I need to. It's brilliant. No, it wasn't as good when Jonathan Wilkes did it, in my opinion. It's all about the presentation.
Yes.
Harry Hill's brilliant on it.
Very good.
And remember, I don't have a catchphrase. It wasn't the best. But the clips are funny. And it's not... I think it's fine to admit it. They are. I like You've Been Framed. There, I said it. Radio 1 Podcast. Do you have those moments in your life sometimes where you're like, yep, You've Been Framed? The one that doesn't speak was a party once and there was a trampoline right next to a greenhouse. And like, no, it's You've Been Framed. I quite like it that Becky used to actually try and set up the stunts as well to get 250 quid with her sister.
hard to, you know, there are ones on there and you think, God, blatantly set up.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to try and do it. We used to try and film each other like falling out of bed or like doing something. It's
tripping
really
into
difficult.
A paddling pool.
Yeah, it's really difficult to make it look good.
What ones did you do?
Yeah, the paddling pool, like
that
sliding
must
over
be an
or
easy
falling
one,
over.
Yeah.
It's hard falling out of the bunk beds. Putting, like, randomly falling into food or a big cake or something. It's
Did you
really
do all that?
Difficult, yeah.
What about just getting a toddler and smearing food all over its face?
I find those ones quite disappointing. Like,
yeah, but
still,
it would still get you 250 quid.
I think we should try and do some.
Yeah.
Is it 250 now?
No, I think, is it,
I think it's still 250. Which I think, you know.
That's worth a lot to me. Can we try and do some tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's worth a lot to me as well, but it stayed 250 quid for an awful long time.
Why don't you do some dancing with your nan at a wedding or something?
And trip her up.
And then, yeah. Or just push her over.
Aww.
Back into the wedding cake.
Yeah.
So the wedding cake falls over and then her teeth fall out.
That'll get on. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, so what should we record some, like, hilarious accidents and send them into You've Been Framed, see if we can get on. Video some.
Why is Lisa Ryler's Wikipedia on the computer screen?
Because Scott said he thought she was friends with someone really famous, but the only person she's linked with on there is Anthony Cotton.
Rhyme.
He said that's not it, is it?
I have fun looking at Lisa Ryler's Wikipedia.
Do you?
Just to see what she's up to these days.
Not a lot at the moment.
Really? Mm. Is she resting?
The other... Now, it says on here...
No, because everyone's going to change it now. You said that. Don't do that.
She
please.
Describes herself as a dedicated vegetarian.
Yeah.
You so, could learn a thing or two there, Becky. Yeah.
Look and learn from Lisa Riley.
Yeah.
Right, let's do some videos of us doing hilarious things. I could like push you over or something.
I want to walk into
punch
a lamp
you in the face.
You can punch me in the face.
I want to see that one.
You want to walk into a lamppost?
Yeah.
We can arrange that.
Can I fall into a really large cake?
Can arrange.
I'd really like that. Let's do it.
Are you now just coming out with some fantasies rather than what you want to go and you've been framed?
I've always wanted to have a food fight.
Have you?
Yeah. Always.
Yeah, but a food fight isn't something going wrong, is it? I'd have
a cake then. Straight in. I'd quite like that.
Yeah, I'll shove you into a cake.
Actually, I'm going on to the bill tomorrow as a policeman. Should I do something then to try and get on whatever it is, Outtake TV with Anne Robinson? Because I'm a policeman having a cup of tea.
Right.
So maybe I could just, like, pour scalding hot tea over myself.
Maybe take a sip of it, and then it's hot, and oof!
Yeah.
And drop the mug, and it shatters everywhere.
Okay, cool. Any other suggestions? Because I'm not really... The part isn't big. And it doesn't involve speaking.
But it said you might have to get breakfast as well.
Oh, yeah, I could just pour that over myself as well. Just, like, flip the tray over.
This is a really nice insight into your mind.
Why are you obsessed with throwing food over yourself?
I'd quite like to. I've always wanted to have a food fight. Always. Never have.
Okay.
I'm going to have a food fight with myself.
Next
really,
time you're at a gig, people now will just throw things at
you. Oh, don't say that.
Are you gigging tonight?
Yeah, Nottingham.
Really?
No! Then.
If you're going to the Nottingham Grab Ball tonight, no. Take some eggs and some cake.
A drive-by egging.
Please don't say that.
You wanted a food fight.
Yeah, you said that's all you've ever wanted.
No, I want it to be reciprocal. I don't want to just be egg.
Exactly! It's not hard.
Stop off at a supermarket on your way.
Don't even think about it, people of Nottingham.
Take some food with you. Put some food on your rider. You can throw it back.
I can't believe you just said that. That is terrible.
I think it's brilliant. It's going to be on YouTube.
You said it first.
I didn't ask. I didn't say, why not throw eggs at me at a gig? Rubbish. Right.
You have now said it.
Yeah.
I made a mistake yesterday.
Clip that.
When I played Infidels, which we're going to play now, Three Things for Poor People, right? A lady called Carolyn Bruford's been on.
Right.
Hi, Scott. Yesterday, you said you had a message from the Infidels drummer's mum, but you didn't, because I'm the Infidels drummer's mum. You got a message from the bass player's mum.
Ah.
Great band. Keep playing them. Carolyn Bruford, Alex Bruford's mum, drummer with Infidels.
How many more of their mums are there? Are there another two of them in there?
I reckon all of the Infidels' mums listen, and I quite like this. If you're a pop star's mum, please do email me. I just quite like it.
And maybe you could have a food fight with the pop star's mum.
Yeah.
Kill two birds with one
stone. I'd love that. BBC Radio 1 podcast. See, loads of pop star's mums have been on now. But I don't think that person that emailed me is actually Beyonce's mum.
Do you not?
I don't, no. It's 10 to 7.
What was their email address? Beyonce's mum at...
Hi, I'm Beyonce's mum.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
Okay.
And now it's time for more of Becky's Classified. She loves a bargain and therefore has been trawling through the bargains online. Yep. Is it various websites or just one that you like, you favour in particular?
I've got a couple of favourites.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Here's the next bargain.
Hardcore. Location, Swindon.
What?
I was intrigued by
this. Yeah, I bet you were.
Read on.
I have some hardcore available. You'll need to bring your own bags.
Rubbish. What? I don't have my own bag, so I can't get it.
I don't understand.
I think it's a building material.
Okay, good.
Right. I did like the sound of it. Yeah. It's obviously got a lot.
Next. 20-foot water slides. £10.
That's a bargain.
That is good.
Awesome. That is really good.
We could brand use new them for our stunts.
What?
Sorry, we could use them for our stunts tomorrow.
Don't we need to find some water?
Oh, for you've been framed, yeah.
Yeah,
she wasn't talking about you take it down to the bill.
All right.
What are you going to do? Come down a slide into the canteen to get your cup of tea?
In a policeman's uniform.
Brand new, 20 feet long, octopus water slides.
Yeah, they do sound good. Loving them.
Just inflate, attach a hose, and wait for the laughter.
Yeah, we need these for you've been framed, definitely.
These slides are brand new, but the boxes are a bit scuffed at the edges. Only £10 each. Free delivery in Edinburgh.
Right, order them.
Rubbish. Oh. We'll have to pay for the delivery. It's how I could pop to the early learning centre.
They're brand new, but the boxes are a bit scuffed. Does that mean they've fallen off the back of a lorry?
Jake off the sister's mum's been on.
Really?
Yeah. So's Cliff Richard's mum. She says, whoop, whoop.
Anyway, back to the classifieds.
Free white silky rooster. Location, Carrick Fergus.
Now, what? Is this an actual animal?
I don't know.
I was given 5 white silkies and one has decided to be a rooster.
What?
How does it decide to be a rooster?
I can keep it, but I hope someone knows a farmer who could put the wee guy to better use. Ross.
Right, what the hell?
Oh, and for city dwellers, this guy is noisy poultry.
What's a silky?
I don't know. Some poultry lovers will text in and tell us.
It's a type of bird. But I like it that one's decided to be a rooster. He just didn't realise it was a rooster when he bought it.
Maybe they're just born like that.
Next one.
Louis Vuitton Papillion 26. New, never used. £300.
I don't know what that is.
It's a type of bag, but Greg's pronunciation's wrong. It's meant to be papillon, like butterfly, butterfly design.
Right.
But Greg says it like papillion.
Not the bag I really want, so I'm selling it.
Why did you buy it in the first place, then?
Yeah, idiot.
I never sell or wear fake items. Grab yourself a bargain.
Right.
I still like the rooster best. No, but I do want you to order the slide. I'll pay for the postage.
And I'm going to get one of those sketches from earlier.
Yeah, please.
You wanted one
rooster,
of yourself.
A rooster, a slide and a sketch.
Yeah, we need them for our YBF stunt.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.